The Human Population. Section 1. Studying Human Populations. The human population of Earth grew faster in the 20th century than it ever has before. This rapid growth has led to environmental problems around the globe. We therefore must try to understand and predict changes in human populations. Demography is the study of populations, but most often refers to the study of human populations. Demographers study the historical size and makeup of the populations of countries in order to make comparisons and predictions. Demographers also study properties that affect population growth, such as economics and social structure. Countries are often grouped by demographers into two general categories. Developed countries have higher average incomes, slower population growth, and diverse industrial economies. Developing countries have lower average incomes, simple and agriculture-based economies, and rapid population growth. The human population over time. After growing slowly for thousands of years, the human population grew rapidly in the 1800s, as shown in Figure 1. The human population underwent exponential growth, meaning that population growth rates increased during each decade. These increases were mostly due to increases in food production and improvements in hygiene that came with the industrial and scientific revolutions. However, it is unlikely that the Earth can sustain this growth for much longer. Forecasting population size. Will your community need more schools in the next 20 years, or will it need more retirement communities? Will people move in and create demand for more roads and utility services? Demographers look at many properties of populations to predict such changes. Population predictions are often inaccurate, however, because human behavior can change suddenly. Age structure. Demographers can make many predictions based on age structure, the distribution of ages in a specific population at a certain time. For example, if a population has more young people than older people, the population size will likely increase as the young people grow up and have children. Age structure can be graphed in a population pyramid, a type of double-sided bar graph like those shown in Figure 2. The figure shows typical age structures for countries that have different rates of growth. Countries that have high rates of growth usually have more young people than older people. Countries that have slow growth or no growth usually have an even distribution of ages. Survivorship. Another way to predict population trends is to study survivorship. Survivorship is the percentage of members of a group that are likely to survive to any given age. To predict survivorship, a demographer studies a group of people born at the same time and notes when each person dies. The results plotted on a graph might look like one of the types of survivorship curves in Figure 3. Wealthy developed countries such as Japan and Germany currently have a Type 1 survivorship curve because most people live to be very old. Type 2 populations have a similar death rate at all ages. Type 3 survivorship is the pattern in very poor human populations in which many children die. Fertility rates. The number of babies born each year per 1,000 women in a population is called the fertility rate. Demographers also calculate the total fertility rate, or the average number of children a woman gives birth to in her lifetime. A graph of historical total fertility rates for the United States is shown in Figure 4. In 1972, the total fertility rate dropped below replacement level for the first time in U.S. history. Replacement level is the average number of children each parent must have in order to replace themselves in the population. This number is about 2.1, or slightly more than 2, because not all children born will survive and reproduce. Total fertility rates in the United States remained below replacement level for most of the 1990s. However, the population continued to grow, as shown in Figure 5. One reason for this growth was that the children of the baby boom grew up and had children. Migration. Another reason the population continued to grow was that immigration increased. The movement of individuals between areas is called migration. Movement into an area is immigration, and movement out of an area is emigration. Migration between and within countries is a significant part of population change. The populations of many developed countries might be decreasing if not for immigration. Declining death rates. The dramatic increase in Earth's human population in the last 200 years has happened because death rates have declined more rapidly than birth rates. Death rates have declined mainly because more people now have access to adequate food, clean water, and safe sewage disposal. The discovery of vaccines in the 20th century also contributed to declining death rates, especially among infants and children. These factors are shown in Figure 6. Life expectancy. The average number of years members of a population are likely to live is their life expectancy. Life expectancy is most affected by infant mortality, the death rate of infants less than a year old. In 1900, worldwide life expectancy was about 40 years, and the infant mortality rate was very high. By 2000, the rate of infant mortality was less than one-third of the rate in 1900. The graph in Figure 7 shows that average life expectancy has increased to more than 67 years worldwide. For people in many developed countries, life expectancy is 80 years or more. Expensive medical care is not needed to prevent infant deaths. The infant mortality rate differs greatly among countries that have the same average income. Instead, infant health is more affected by the parents' access to education, food, fuel, and clean water. Babies need to be fed well and kept clean and warm. If these basic needs are met, most children will have a good chance of surviving. Meanwhile, new threats to life expectancy arise as populations become denser. Contagious diseases such as AIDS and tuberculosis are a growing concern in a world where such diseases can spread quickly. Life expectancy in many southern African countries has been reduced in recent decades due to the AIDS epidemic. The demographic transition. In most developed countries, populations have stopped growing. How can populations quadruple in one century, then stop growing or shrink in the next century? The demographic transition is a model that describes how economic and social changes affect population growth rates. The model is based on observations of the histories of many developed countries. The graph in Figure 8 compares trends in birth rates, death rates, and population sizes during the four stages of the transition. Stages of the transition. In the first stage of the demographic transition, a society is in a pre-industrial condition. The birth rate and the death rate are both at high levels, and the population size is stable. Most of the world was in this condition until about 1700, when the scientific and industrial revolutions began. In the second stage, a population explosion occurs. Death rates decline as hygiene, nutrition, and education improve. But birth rates remain high, so the population grows very fast. During this stage, the population can double in less than 30 years. In the third stage of the demographic transition, population growth slows because the birth rate decreases. As the birth rate becomes close to the death rate, the population size stabilizes. However, the population is much larger than before the demographic transition. In most countries that have passed through the transition, the population quadrupled during the 20th century. In the fourth stage, the birth rate drops below replacement level, so the size of the population begins to decrease. It has taken from one to three generations for the demographic transition to occur in most developed countries. Women and fertility. The factors most clearly related to a decline in birth rates are increasing education and economic independence for women. In the demographic transition model, the lower death rate of the second stage is usually the result of increased levels of education. Educated women find that they do not need to bear as many children to ensure that some will survive. Also, the women may learn family planning techniques. They are able to contribute to their family's increasing prosperity by working, while spending less energy bearing and caring for children. Some countries that want to reduce birth rates have placed a priority on the education of females, as shown in Figure 9. Large families are valuable in communities in which children work or take care of older family members. But as countries modernize, parents are more likely to work away from home. If parents must pay for childcare, children may become a financial burden rather than an asset. The elderly will not need the support of their children if pensions are available. All of these reasons contribute to lower birth rates. Today, the total fertility rate in developed countries is about 1.6 children per woman, while in developing countries, the rate is about 3.1 children per woman. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.